In the summer of 2003, I was fortunate enough to learn the true simplicity of the gospel of Christ as the only means by which anyone can be saved to eternal life today. The gospel, or the good news, is that Jesus Christ was crucified, buried, and rose from the dead according to the Scriptures, and that anyone that chooses to trust in this gift of salvation performed by Jesus Christ is saved. Trusting in His faith to be resurrected saves us, this and nothing else. But that was not all I learned. I was shown by many Bible believers that there is a method by which we can study the Bible so that it all makes clear sense. And when I say Bible believers, I'm not talking about people that read the Bible and quote Scripture for a show. I'm talking about people that study the Bible for answers. People that take the Bible at face value and trusted that God would communicate to them if they took each verse and asked who was speaking, who was being spoken to, and when it was spoken. At that time, I had accepted the person of Jesus Christ as real, and I understood that He claimed to be the Son of God and had risen from the dead. But the Bible still remained at arm's length for me because of the obvious hypocrisy and many verses that seemed to contradict one another. The central verse to this method of understanding can be found in 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. The more I studied, the more I saw for the first time the incredible simplicity that was right in front of me for years. I wondered how it could have eluded me for so long. Then it hit me one day. On a bright, sunny day, I sat down in the backyard with Bible in hand to read and study. But for some reason, I was having trouble seeing the pages clearly. I realized that I had my dark-shaded sunglasses on and switched to my clear prescription lenses. That seemed to help, but the pages were still dark. I wondered what was darkening the pages. The obvious answer was that my own shadow was being cast on the pages because I had my back to the sun. I was in my own way. What a marvelous truth, I thought. All these years, and I've been in my own way. My own preconceived ideas, my own thoughts, my own traditions, and my own biases had been clouding my ability to understand God's words. I was trying to explain what the words on the pages were saying based on my own interpretations. Shortly after this enlightening experience, I wrote the following message to myself, and I've relied on the Bible to speak for itself ever since. You are in your way. You are in your own way. You are in the way. Look over the edge of your life and pretend you understand. Your shadow darkens the pages because your back is to the sun. You are in the way. Blinded by the glare of your own image in a mirror of man's making, holding fast to the old man, whose suit is comforting to you alone. You are in the way. Piling your goodness before your Uncle Bob and Aunt Clara may make for good dinner conversation, but it will not assure your picture on God's refrigerator door. He does not know you. Diving into your baptism from the 10-meter board in pike position scores high from the Swedish judge, but is a ho-hum from the Almighty. Nothing scored, nothing gained, not even without a splash on entry. You are in your way. Your hearing is unclear because your inner thoughts obscure His voice. Your taste for the truth is dulled by the spices of good intentions, just like Grandma used to make. Your gaze is through the collective lie of a telescope that leaves the lens cap on. Your allegiance to God is like a drummer who's forgotten the melody and refuses to play until he's good and ready. You are in your own way. And if being in your own way is of comfort, then play in your own parade. Hoist your banner and march to your own cadence over and over and over. But you will find no comfort in the crowd of lemmings that will joyfully attend to you, for they are in their way. And the hell that rushes up from unbelief appears like pearls in the distance. And what seems right is but a shadow. The shade within is too late. You are casting that shadow. Turn around. Get out of your way. Walk in the light. Trust in the finished work of Christ. Trust His word. He is the way.